Yesterday, I reported that of the three groups officially opposed to the Lincoln County ban on aerial spraying, only the statewide ag lobby group, Oregonians for Food and Shelter, responded to requests for comment, and only to say that they did not have one. Today, the main opposition group, headed by Siletz area farmer Alan Fugician, released a statement on the measure's passage, calling it, quote, disappointing. He says that the opinions and experiences of those who use pesticides in their businesses were never taken into account when the measure was being drafted. However, he conceded that the very close results sent a, quote, clear message that we need to expand our conversation with the community, end quote. Meanwhile, directly south and southeast of Lincoln County, a community rights group in Lane County is heartened by the results.
First of all, I could say just a hearty congratulations to Lincoln County. They were an incredible campaign that worked incredibly hard and came up with that win.
That's Ann Neeland. She's with the group Community Rights Lane County, which is currently gathering signatures for two initiative petitions that would respectively ban aerial pesticide spraying and establish community environmental rights.
In Lane County, we've had a lot more hurdles along the way. We started with a very similar initiative in terms of those main components in an initiative that would have banned the growing of genetically modified organisms in Lane County. And we hit a number of legal hurdles here that has forced us to break our initiative into pieces because of a pre-election rule that was uniquely applied in Lane County and has not been applied likewise in any other county that found that that our initiative as written had multiple subjects and violated the single subject rule. And so we have ended up shifting away from GMOs, picking up the aerial ban on herbicides in Lane County, and at the same time running a companion initiative that would separately recognize the right of local community self-government in Lane County to support the ban on the aerial spray. So there's some important commonalities, but some also logistical differences that have played out over the years.
You're also the home to a fairly, at least compared to Lincoln County, a fairly major metropolitan area in Eugene Springfield.
Yes.
And how does that add to the dynamic?
Well, it raises the bar significantly in terms of gathering signatures. And because we have two initiatives, it raises the bar and then multiplies it times two. So because of the population of Lane County, we are charged with collecting 11,500 signatures per initiative, and that's the ones that qualify. So you're actually looking at usually in terms of collecting, you're looking at 30% over that number. And we've been working on that with both of those initiatives for a little over a year with the two initiatives respectively, but are coming very close to meeting those goals and hope to be on the May ballot in 2018.
Again, that was Ann Neeland with the group Community Rights Lane County, speaking about a pair of initiatives for which they are gathering signatures. One would establish community rights to clean air and water, as well as rights of nature, preempting corporate rights in the area, and the other initiative would specifically ban aerial pesticide spraying. Stay tuned to KABU in the coming year for more on this and other similar measures. For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.